Radio waves.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to River West Radio. This is Life is Awkward. I am Katie, and we have a special guest today that we're going to be talking about traveling and travel blogging. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, guys. My name is Miranda Knutson, and I'm so excited to be here today.
We're excited to have you here in this chair. It's a very special chair.
It's a comfy chair.
It's a comfy chair. So I heard a story about you getting lost in Rome because your dad is crazy.
Not crazy.
I mean, he's a gentleman and a scholar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much better than crazy. Yeah. Last year, I actually went to Italy for my birthday. And which is also close to Valentine's Day. And my dad really wanted to go to this chocolate shop. Probably to get like mom some chocolates and be romantic and cute and stuff. Mm. So pulled out the GPS and it took us about 2 hours to get to this chocolate shop.
How long was it supposed to take?
It was just around the block from our hotel.
It was like a block away?
Maybe like 3 blocks, a couple turns.
Well, in Rome, that's like a block, right? Because everything's tinier in Rome.
Oh, everything is tinier. Like, you almost get, like, run over by their tiny little cars because the streets are so tiny and you have to, like, flatten yourself up against the wall. It's terrifying. Oh, my. It's not as romantic as you think.
Oh, my. I'm still going to dream of it as romantic, though.
So then what happened with the chocolate shop?
Well, I mean, we got there and everything was fine, but the whole way there, it was pretty much me and my parents arguing.
Italian? Were you arguing in Italian or English?
English. We don't speak Italian.
Oh, okay.
And, like, he kept trying to turn the phone around, and he, like, because he didn't know which way to go, and he's like, the dial keeps spinning, and I'm like, if you stop spinning the phone, Dad, then it'll actually work and we'll be able to go somewhere. I was like, let me have it. And he's like, no, I got this. So I just kind of kept my mouth shut and just let him take us wherever until we got down some really sketchy alleyways. And that's when mom really threw a fit because mom got scared.
Oh, no.
And mom doesn't panic. She usually is very go with the flow and like, hey, this will be fun. She reached her limit and it was not fun for her.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't even remember how we made our way back, but I mean, magic, I guess. Italian magic.
So did your dad apologize with chocolate?
No.
That he got you guys lost?
Well, he bought us chocolate.
Okay.
So I guess the chocolate was the apology, but.
So what else happens in Rome? Do you have any other like awkward experiences ever? Or?
Not so much. I mean, everything was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. The language barrier wasn't too bad since we were in the very touristy areas. There might have been a few gelato shops where you just kind of like point, point and then they scoop it and they're really good at gestures. So
well, that's good.
That sounds delicious.
So I know you just went on a trip to... Where was it? New Orleans? New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Yes.
New Orleans.
Oh, man.
I say it both ways. New Orleans, New Orleans.
I just say NOLA.
That too. Yeah,
that's
I type
what
that.
The NOLA people say.
They don't say NOLA.
No? My friend's from New Orleans.
Yeah, they'll say NOLA. New Orleans.
They say New Orleans.
Yeah.
One syllable.
One word, right?
So do they know you're like a tourist if you don't call it what they call it? Like, do you have to, like, talk?
I mean, they know we're tourists because we don't have a southern accent.
Oh, okay, right.
It's that a makes sense. Giveaway.
Yeah, and then they're just like, oh, so where are you guys from? And it's really exciting to say that we were, not just from Wisconsin, but, like, where it's warm. We were excited to be like, yeah, it was 6 degrees when we left, so we are loving, like, our first even just 20 minutes being here. And they're like, oh, well, this is cold. And we're like, no, it's not. So we were loving that, but... Yes, I went for my 25th birthday.
Mm. Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Yeah. And on my 25th birthday, actually, we went on a kayaking swamp tour. So it was really cool. I actually kind of got it as like a sponsored post for my blog, which was great. Also, you know, all the pictures. And we get to a point where we're on our way back. I'm taking a bunch of pictures of all of these like little turtles. There was like five turtles on a log. I probably got 20 pictures of these turtles. Next thing I know, and I went with four of my girlfriends. Next thing I know is I hear squealing and giggling from behind us, which is my other two girlfriends in the other kayak. I turn around, those girls ran into a tree, and as I'm laughing at them, I drop my phone into the swamp. And you know, try to like grab it, and
this was on your birthday?
Yeah, on my birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Did like a gator retrieve it for you or anything?
No, no, there is no magic of New Orleans to help us there.
No gator magic.
Yeah, after it got like 6 inches down, you couldn't see it anymore.
Oh, and man.
It was just like, I can't believe this happened to me.
Right, it's almost like, is this actually happening? Am I dreaming? Like my phone.
I know, I was just dumbfounded the entire time. And like immediately after set my peak moment of pissed off, this girl's like, oh, well, 5 second rule? And I was like, are you serious? Like, you
that's
seriously
not
just
the right thing.
Did you seriously just say this right now? I was like, my phone is floating to the bottom of the swamp that we don't know how deep it is at all. And nobody's going to ever be able to retrieve that. It'll just become fossilized.
So you just left it? Yeah. You didn't like go down with a net and just like try catch it. I mean, no. It would probably be broken anyway.
I'd be afraid of gators, man.
Yeah.
We only saw baby ones. They're like really skinny, maybe only like 3 feet long.
Like teenagers? Like, I feel like that would be the most dangerous alligator, like a teenage alligator.
No.
Looking to prove himself.
I don't know level of danger for gators. They didn't really want to be near us. As soon as we kind of floated past, they like ducked under and swam in the opposite direction of us. So.
Well, after like the panic like went away, how does it feel to like be without your cell phone, not like living it through your cell phone?
No, I actually bought a new one like the same day.
Well, I just mean like during that, like the rest of that like kayaking tour.
Oh,
is there a moment where you were like able to enjoy yourself or like
shortly after I just kind of laughed at it because one of my friends was like, there's nothing you can do about it now. So although I was panicking about, you know, having to spend a bunch of money, and there goes all of my pictures for this sponsored blog post.
That
I'm like under contract to write at this point. But fortunately, they had like enough pictures for me as well. But I still kind of can't believe it actually happened every time I tell this story.
It's like a good story. Going back to that, though, like for sponsored posts and just like in general being a travel blogger, how long did it take you to kind of get to that point for someone that might want to do something like this?
I started getting my first sponsored activity post, was to like a museum, local one in Racine, and it was maybe about a year. So, okay. It kind of varies for everyone, and a lot of it's just kind of connections to reaching out to people, and then the more networking you do, whether online or in person, you kind of grow from there. So I've done from like, you know, a little museum tours to I have like a weekend trip in Illinois planned, like a little press trip in a couple of months. So
how did that start? Did you just kind of go to different places yourself and kind of take pictures of things and upload them online? Or
yeah, my own travels, you kind of put a lot of my own money into this before I get the sponsored stuff as well, from like taking pictures of food at restaurants to write food posts or scenic views of, because a lot of what I do is Wisconsin. So I probably had like 50 million pictures of Lake Michigan on there if I ran out of content. I'm like, here's a nice picture of Lake Michigan, because what else is I going to do? But yeah, easy go-to. But yeah, it's just a lot of where I've been, from architecture to just pretty scenic views and stuff.
Nice.
Cool.
Do you... I had a question in my head. How long does it take you to plan where you want to go? Or do you just kind of spontaneously just be like, I think I'm going to go to Italy now? Or how does that come up of like where you want to go?
It's usually pretty spontaneous. I think New Orleans was the one that took the most amount of thinking, because I just wanted to go on another birthday trip to kind of get out of the cold. Mm-hmm. And chatted with a friend of mine who wanted to go. So we were just talking about what places we haven't been, and then we both realized neither of us had been to Louisiana. So that's kind of how we decided that. But Italy, I literally just kind of woke up one day, decided I wanted to go to Italy, and somehow convinced my parents to come along with me.
I didn't even know you went to Italy. I was just using that as an example.
when I said I got lost in Rome.
Oh, right. Okay. Rome. I guess Rome is in Italy.
There's also Rome, Kansas.
That's where I thought you meant.
No.
Sure.
No, there's sure. not. There's not. So where would you like, where would your next like place you would like to lose your cell phone be?
I don't really want to get lost.
If you could lose it
all.
Anywhere, where would it be?
Awkward question. Awkward
question. Coming at you.
I just hate the whole cliche of all these travel bloggers are like, wander and get lost somewhere. Because no, I'm in a state of panic wanting to like melt down and cry out of frustration because it's terrifying. And I'm also not the best under pressure or problem solver. So sorry to my future husband on that. Hopefully he's good at that. But I guess probably my next one would be Germany because that's where I'm headed to next in June. Yeah, June 1st, we're heading out. And I speak a little bit of German, so that'll be hopefully easier and it won't be as stressful getting lost there because I could just kind of ask someone, where are we?
How do you say that in German?
Wo sind wir? Okay. It's kind of like, where are we?
Was auf hier?
Was?
I don't know. I'm just trying to copy you. Sounds cool.
Do you find that, like, do you ever go back to the same place twice?
I think the only time I've revisited a place is just because relatives have lived there. So I've gone to LA a couple times because my aunt lives out there. I've gone to Nashville several times because my brother and sister-in-law live out there. But otherwise, if there's no, like, specific person to go back or... I guess maybe if I go with someone and they really want to go somewhere else and I've already been, then I might go back. But usually I don't like to just because I have, you know, an endless list of places I want to go and see that I wouldn't really want to almost, I guess, I don't want to say waste time, but like use up, you know, precious paid time off and, right. and money to go see things I've already seen.
Well, yeah. How do you do that balancing and managing like your work life and then also being able to go out and do these kind of vacation type things? Like, is there a balance?
Yeah, a little bit. Although for Germany, I'll unfortunately have like 1.5 days of unpaid, but I figure for a trip that's like been the top of my bucket list, like I'll kind of deal with like 2 days unpaid, but usually I don't, that's not ideal, but I either try to do like weekend trips where I have the days off or I've used like Labor Day or Memorial Day for kind of longer paid holidays for like longer trips like that. It's usually kind of how I work through that.
So basically, do you think anyone could kind of be a travel blogger if you kind of plan your schedule accordingly with work and travel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a lot of digital work as well, but when it comes to organization and plan and then working to save your money and how you choose to buy things, as in, like, don't, like, get completely wasted and, you know, spend $100 on drinks every weekend. Because that can easily get to be a flight ticket, so.
And then you can't come back, and then you have to live in Rome, right?
I guess, yeah. If you get lost, you'll probably just end up stuck there.
Oh, no. Sounds terrible.
Darn.
Yeah. So how do you spend your time, like, I'm just curious, like, what do you do on airplanes? Or, like,
I read a lot.
You read a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like your game. That's pretty much it. Read or I'll try to sleep, but that's pretty much it.
If it's
a long haul trip, I'll have like 3-4 books.
How do you sleep on a plane? I've tried sleeping on an airplane and it's difficult. Even with like a little like neck pillow, I'm like, I feel
like I'm missing stuff. I can't sleep. I have to like look out the window and take pictures and just like be engaged. Because like also like, aren't you afraid if you fall asleep, someone's gonna like steal your stuff?
Where are they going to go?
Not necessarily.
Well, yeah,
they're going to run to the front of the plane and be like, oh, wait, there's no parachutes.
Just
I can
jump.
Just go. I got her phone. I'm going. Jumping out.
You're that squished between people that I feel like if someone leaned over to grab your backpack that's between your legs, yeah, you would notice the shifting. Although,
yeah, I feel like it'd be so hard to steal somebody's stuff on an
airplane. It'd be so easy. You're so close next to the person you're
sitting
next
to. I know, but like, where are they going to go?
They could pickpocket you and just put it back in your pocket.
I mean, maybe if you had like loose cash or something, but I don't know.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Well, someone has to, apparently. What?
Oh, I didn't know if she... Okay.
What are you looking at me for? I got nothing. I'm sorry, I'm missing the email.
How long does it take? Because I know I asked like how long it took to like to gain your following and gain like the travel blogging, but how long does it take to actually plan where you want to go? Or like, are there any sites or anything that you use that are helpful?
I actually do read like a lot of other travel blogs, mm-hmm. since I'm connected in a bunch of different groups on Facebook. So I'll just kind of all these ladies that are way more into travel than I am, that travel like professionally way more frequently, where I might travel 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. They do trips monthly or even weekly, and mm-hmm. they're so much more knowledgeable than me. So I get all of like my tips, and this one group has like 6,000 women in it from all over the world. So it's pretty cool. It's just a really awesome like vat of knowledge online.
Is this kind of what you want to do full time eventually?
Yes and no. It gets complicated because I would probably want to more on a Wisconsin or Midwest scale than some of these other ones, just kind of to help promote tourism, because a lot of people that I've like to talk to even across the U.S. are just always so like happily surprised, like, oh my gosh, Wisconsin has that? I don't even know. Like, I need to take a trip to Milwaukee, and which mm-hmm. just kind of makes me all like excited that I get to kind of promo these awesome cities and all the cool stuff, because it's so underrated. Nobody really thinks of Wisconsin. They think of all the, you know, the big city states and the cool national parks, where I'm like, you know, we got good food too. We got cool people. Everyone's nice. We apologize if we bump into you.
Well, we have probably a lot of fairs. A lot of fairs and festivals.
And that's one of the main things that I promote, as well as like come in the summer, there's just always a party in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So do you have any tips that you would offer anyone going to like these other countries, like to either save money or things to like do to check places out?
One tip, and it could go both ways depending where you go, is for New Orleans, we stayed in Airbnb, and that was super cheap. But also for Rome, we stayed in the city center, which was easy to walk. Like, we pretty much walked everywhere, never took a cab except for, like, from the airport to our hotel. But everywhere was within walking distance. Like the big sites we wanted to see, and you could always just kind of stumble along a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant. There's really no bad pasta in Italy. But yeah, Airbnbs or staying somewhere where you could just walk and you don't really have to rent a car or Uber as much either. So just kind of balance it out like that.
Do other countries have Uber or like ride-sharing services?
I honestly have no idea. We didn't use Uber, but I know like the taxi system in Rome and Florence is just so much better than here. Just their public transportation. Yeah. You wouldn't really need Uber or Lyft, but I'm sure they probably have it.
Is there any other advice that you'd give anyone that who may want to be a travel blogger, or just anything that else you want to share?
Definitely be yourself, because it's so easy to compare yourself, to look at all like the magical, inspiring pictures that are just all mostly over edited at the top of a mountain, and all these women in these dresses, but it's not super realistic, because they totally cheat to get those shots, because they just change from their hiking clothes to the dress at the top of the mountain. Right. And it's not realistic, but just, you got to be yourself, because that's where you're going to find your tribe and your audience and your followers that will genuinely like your content. And it's so hard to be something you're not anyways. Like, I can't pose in photos. I don't really feel like spending like $500 to up my wardrobe to have these pretty dresses for these pictures, and it's also just so much extra work to try to like look up a place that what will be good for photos, and then plan. And some of these women literally plan their outfits, and man, that's just way too much work for me.
It sounds like way too much work. Yeah.
Well, have you ever like went on Pinterest or something and just like saw a photo of a place that you wanted to go, and then you get there and it looks nothing like the picture because it's so over edited?
Oh my gosh!
I feel like that would happen.
I wouldn't say over edited, but there's, in general, we went to, this was this a carousel bar at this hotel in New Orleans. It was top on my list. It was like the one bar I wanted to go to, was super excited. And I'm thinking it's this like massive carousel or just like space where you could just even stand on it rotating. And it, like, no, it's literally just a rotating bar, and up at the top has like the carousel-esque around. But like, I thought I'd be like drinking a rum and coke, sitting on like a unicorn, bouncing up and down, going in circles. But no, yeah. It was really disappointing.
Oh,
and
no.
We just kind of stood there like, well, do you still want to get a drink? I'm like, no, we can get a drink at any other bar. Like, this is packed. We can't even sit at the spinning bar. It wasn't a carousel. It was just really upsetting.
I got to bring your own unicorn next time, I think.
One of those on a stick we can just kind of like hop around.
Oh my God. Yeah, just like an inner tube, and just like, you're always good then. You always got the unicorn no matter where you are.
Carousel on the go.
Yeah, carousel on the go. Or you go to, House on the Rock?
Oh, that's what I was imagining, that carousel, but in bar form.
That would be awesome.
That's what I was imagining. Cool. Yeah. You have to sneak on that one though. You'd have to get banned for life, but it might be worth it. Might be worth it.
Maybe get thrown in jail in the process, but...
No. Maybe their own jail that they have there. They'll just throw you in, like, the...
In a rock.
Yeah. They'll just put you in the house in the middle of winter.
Put you in the house. It is so cold in the winter. Did you go to the House on the Rock?
Yeah, I've only gone in the summer, though. So, like, spring and summer. So
it's smart. We went and it was freezing. We could see our breaths.
There's no air conditioning in that place.
Oh.
Or no heat. I'm sorry.
I hope
there's no air conditioning.
Not at that time, yeah.
So where would be your next place to go in Wisconsin that you would want to tell people about?
Oh, I'm hoping to kind of aim for a trip to Door County, although I know that's probably just so overdone, but ironically, I've never been to Door County, even though I feel like most people in Wisconsin have. That's their go-to. Otherwise, just kind of little towns in the area. I'm heading over to Elkhorn, which is a little bit west of here, just to visit a friend for the weekend. So see what kind of like gems are there, what pretty places. And I went to Burlington, Wisconsin a couple weeks ago, and they just have a frozen car sitting on the lake, or a car sitting on the frozen lake. Sorry.
Well, the car is probably frozen too.
Is it an art piece, or is someone's car?
You're supposed to guess that when the date and time of when it's supposed to sink.
Oh.
So yeah, that was just kind of like a fun surprise. I said to my friend, I was like, is that a car? Am I seeing a car? And she's like, oh yeah, they do this every year. Like, super proud of it.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool what you run into, even in like small little towns.
If you win, do you get the car?
No, it's actually just like the shell of a car.
Is it the shell of a car? Oh.
Yeah. No seats, no, just on wheels.
Okay.
That would sink.
That sounds more economical or more ecological.
Well, it's kind of cool that you're going to all these like little cities in Wisconsin that most people maybe have never heard of or would think to even go to. Mm-hmm. And then you're finding these little things that you can share with people to come visit their city.
Yeah.
Do you know how many cars are at the bottom of that lake now?
I'm sure they pull it out. They don't just have a bunch of like,
I don't know,
car graveyard.
I'm
down
thinking
there.
There's a car graveyard. It's just a bunch of fish with like fish houses now. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm hoping.
It's a small lake. I don't even know if there's any fish in there.
Yeah, there's got to be a minnow or two. I got to vote for a minnow. I'll put some in next time I'm there, just to be sure. Yeah.
Minnows. So what are you looking for your travel blog to do? Like, how does it help you personally in your life?
I love my travel blog just for like being able to connect to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I go to the hashtag MKE events once a month, and I met you there and a bunch of other people there, and being able to work with other creatives in different aspects is just super cool. Like, I have no idea how podcasts work, and this is just absolutely exciting for me because it's new. So just new experiences. The people and the relationships I make are just probably the best part. And I know some people are always surprised to hear that just... Oh, I thought the traveling would be the best part of travel blogging. But even if I didn't have a blog, I would still travel and still take pictures. I just wouldn't spend so much time editing or writing.
Well, and that's nice to share that with everyone. And just like, I feel like when you let it out, like you're a writer, like when you let things out and share it with people, then it feels different than like keeping it in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a reason to write about places I travel to. So it's kind of cool that you have like a reason to actually like dive into like your actual thoughts on your experience.
Yeah, I would say I definitely like write better than I speak for sure. And I noticed that with a lot of other writers. Just public speaking is just not my forte.
Oh, you're doing great. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think you're doing great.
Your enunciation is impeccable.
I think I'm just loud, but okay. Thanks. I appreciate it.
That counts. It's all good.
So when do you write your stuff? Do you write it like while you're there on vacation and touring these places or when you get back?
When I get back, that'd just be too much like time wasted on vacation. Like writing, I might take notes, but usually it's just to kind of keep track of, you know, the food, where it's at. I'm not going to remember the names of all these restaurants and I just will look up the, I'll take like business cards too, and then later just kind of look up the address if I want to put the address in the blog post for different things.
Do you plan things out where you're going to go to, or do you kind of just get there and then just ask locals what's the best thing to do?
Oh, I'm definitely a planner.
Are
for
you? Okay.
Yeah, for this New Orleans trip, we had like a Google document where we all just put a bunch of stuff, and it was just kind of ideas, but we definitely knew of really cool places we wanted to go to. And then there's a good portion where we just kind of wandered around and just popped into places that we want, but we did a lot of planning, even though we probably didn't go to half of those places on our list. But
it's good to have more than nothing, and then you're like searching for 5 hours like, where do I go, what do I want to eat?
Yeah,
that would be like me. It would take me like 3 hours and the day would be gone, and I'd be like, okay, well now I found a restaurant. But
I did that in Tucson where I was like, I'm just going to drive around and I'm going to find something cool. And then I just ended up in like a used car district and I was just surrounded by used cars. And I was like, if I keep driving, it'll get better. And no, it did not.
Oh,
I eventually just turned around and I drove like 100 blocks back. And I was like, well, that was a mistake.
Oh no.
It's kind of fun, but it was just like, yeah, it's kind of like, maybe I should plan things a bit more than driving aimlessly. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's fun to get lost.
If you like used cars, yeah.
Lost in Arizona.
If you're as much a fan as I am.
So we're coming to almost the end of our show. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
I guess maybe one more of my misadventure lost stories, just because this one's absolutely stupid. and happened right here in Milwaukee. I went to MATC a few years ago and had to park in the parking structure just right across the street. I came back and could not find my car. I thought maybe someone stole it, because I was like, no. I just walked straight from my car to the elevator, and that's where I went. 20 minutes later, I am panicking, because what if someone really did like steal my car? And then what am I going to do? Like, do I just call my dad? Do I call the cops first? And then what if it's here and I just can't find it? But sure enough, it was there. And it took me like 20, 25 minutes wandering around to find my car. And it just felt like that Seinfeld episode where Elaine was holding the dead fish, freaking out, and they were just stuck there. And I'm like, what if I'm here all night and no one's going to come like looking for me? But yeah,
that's happened to me too, I feel like.
I did it at MATC as well, actually. Yeah, similar experience. Although, I guess I don't have time to tell my story, but I did that too in Madison, but it was like an hour. It took me an hour of walking around all of Madison, man, to find my car.
Oh, that's my nightmare.
Yeah. Especially if you don't know the area too, and you're like, wait, what street am I on? Where am I going?
Yeah, it was bonkers.
I want to thank everyone for listening to Life is Awkward. This is
Miranda.
And
Knudsen.
Thanking her for being on our show. You're listening to River West Radio.
Ba 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 da da, River West Radio. Ba ba ba.